Jerry Bader Show. 10:23. Jason asked if I watched the Home Run Derby last night. I'm really not a fan. Love the All-Star Game. I think Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is the best All-Star Game. I know there are those who like the NBA All-Star Game. I'm not that big a basketball fan, but I think in terms of pure quality of the sport, obviously the NFL's has been the worst in recent years. They've tried to improve it. I still don't know if that's ever going to be worth having. Also, the history of the All-Star Game. See, that's football is definitely my first sport, but in terms of a fan, but I have always respected the history and the tradition of Major League Baseball. And the All-Star Game is a big part of that. So I love the All-Star Game. So that I will watch for sure. I and others have said this over the years. The feminist movement has no idea the disservice it does to those who really suffer gender discrimination. And I'll go beyond gender discrimination. There's real sexual harassment out there. There really are women in America who are objectified by their bosses, who have inappropriate sexual advances made on them, and who, quite frankly, put up with behavior they shouldn't have to. This is real. It isn't as widespread, it isn't as rampant as feminists and other liberals would want to believe, but it's real. But when everything becomes harassment, nothing is. They still have not learned this lesson. John McAdams is a conservative professor at Marquette University. He has a conservative blog called Marquette Warrior. He broke a story that actually happened about a year ago, more than a year ago, at Marquette, but he just got wind of it. This is not The Onion. This is real. Let me say that again. This is not The Onion. This is real. Marquette philosophy professor reprimanded for sexism for using the phrase girls' night out. Girls' night out. It started when the male philosophy prof and a female faculty member, Suzanne Foster, happened to meet and discussion turned to an event which, by happenstance, was attended by several male faculty members. The male professor referred to the event as a girls' night out. Foster apparently took umbrage at that phrase, girls' night out. And there it all should have ended, except that philosophy is one of the most leftist and politically correct departments in the university, and academic feminists are always on the lookout for a grievance. So Foster contacted department chair James South, complaining about the incident. South wrote a letter to the male professor accusing him of sexual harassment and placed it in his personnel file. South also apparently reported the incident to Human Resources, noting a supposed pattern of sexism on the part of the professor. No due process. Boom, you're guilty because somebody complained about it. First, the accused professor filed a grievance with South, giving his side of the story. South agreed to remove the letter from the prof's file and to retract claims made to Human Resources. South declined to comment to the Marquette Warrior about this incident, and it's unclear whether he actually repented of what he had done or merely came to realize he had no leg to stand on under university rules. No charge of sexual harassment had been made through official channels, much less adjudicated to be true. The professor also demanded that Marquette pay the $1,000 in legal fees he had incurred. The university refused, saying the university procedures do not require that one have legal representation. This was the position taken by then Arts and Science Dean Phil Rossi and then Provost John Pauley. So the professor appealed to the Faculty Hearing Committee. In May 2013, it issued its verdict. On the professor's request for legal fees, the committee concluded that university policies were violated by the actions taken by Dr. South against the professor, and that his request for reimbursement of legal expenses is warranted. This verdict communicated to the new acting provost, Margaret Callahan, resulted in the prof's legal bills being paid. This was an important action. It established the precedent that someone in the university faced with charges against them is not required to master the arcane rules of university procedure and employment law unassisted. This should have ended it. But even a year later, February of this year, some faculty members in philosophy were spreading the story that the professor had been officially reprimanded for sexist behavior. He felt the need to send out a circular letter to faculty and teaching assistants in philosophy refuting that charge. He then gets into the whole girls' night out. All right, what is offensive about that? Why would even the most radical militant feminist find that offensive? The word girl. Okay. Have you ever heard women refer to girls' night out? I have. I have heard women who I know are liberal call one another girls. You know what this is, don't you? This is the gender equivalent of the N-word. In their mind, being called a girl is as demeaning as a black person being called the N-word. I'm not a girl, I'm a woman. Except when my girlfriend. Oh, does that even work anymore? Or is girlfriend now forbidden? Except when they call each other girl and girls' night out. Is you go girl now, not only is it passe, is it offensive? All right, I didn't get to the John Kerry story, but I will before 11 o'clock. But we have U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in 6 minutes. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.